Test, test.
Pod and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, as far as how you speak.
Uh-huh. Yo. This is DJ Brainstorm. On the mic with you loud. Now, live and direct with episode number 379 of the Drunk Mind Sober Thoughts podcast. The DMST podcast is back. Thank you to everybody tuning in right now on Facebook Live and on YouTube, the Duo podcast. And thank you to everybody that is tuning in throughout the week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, the TuneIn Radio app, SoundCloud, all them shits. No Wooshka.
No.
Anywhere, wherever, however you get your podcast, we want to thank y'all for tuning in this week. Playboy, how's you feeling?
Feeling great, man.
How is you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. Playboy the DJ, Playboy DA DJ. Another show, another week, you know, special week. You know, let's get it.
Def, how is you feeling? Got all the English teachers mad.
I'm feeling good, man. What's up, Toya? What's happening? She said, what's up in the chat?
What's happening?
I'm feeling good, man. Ready to go, ready to have some fun. Recap a bunch of stuff. She's talking about South Carolina, Don Staley. Shout out to them, the national champs.
Yeah.
Cleveland, boy. For us being such a Cleveland little city, we always the epicenter.
I heard somebody saying it's like we just be getting stuff at the right time. I mean, it's amazing.
Other cities don't even get like.
For a small city, we get a lot of shit. And that's why I did the Final Four this week because it's like. Everybody. I know we don't, it'll be another 10, 15 years before you get another one in the city. I know it's the Women's Final Four. I know we had one before, like with Tennessee like 2007 or something like that. But by the time it come back again, I ain't going to want to go downtown for that shit.
Yeah, it's like every year, whether it's a Republican National Convention, you know, but like little shit like the 50-year and 75-year NBA All-Star games
fall
perfectly in Cleveland. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's little stuff, man. So I love the fact that the city gets put on display and people get to experience Cleveland in a way that we cherish it for because it's really not – people make it seem like these other cities got spaceships in them. It's just not the case, man.
Yeah.
A city is a city. Yeah, Cleveland is not a bad city.
And we got to start taking the big cities off the map. I mean, like, little cities ain't trying to be the big city. So
exactly.
We know New York is New York. We know Chicago is Chicago. We know L.A. is L.A. We know Miami ain't, like, the hugest city, but it's fucking Miami. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Atlanta,
and so Atlanta. We not trying to be those cities or whatever. But, like, we a small town with three professional sports teams. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get around that. And like you said, we get a lot of stuff that a lot of people would like to do. India's another one of those cities. They get Final Fours and they get Final Fours and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, but they got the combine up there and things like that. I think they got the draft.
Detroit is doing
Detroit. Detroit got the draft coming up. Yeah. But it's just like it's just, hey man, shit happens, man. Yeah. But it was the city put on the show. I was watching the game today. I'm feeling good too. I know we got to get to the weeks and everything, but it's like they was doing like an aerial shot, and I was just like, I always say this in the summer when I'm riding down 90 coming down here on Sundays and it's sunny. I was talking about how the way the sun hits the water up here and stuff, like it is just on sunny days, it's so beautiful going past the lake and stuff. And they were showing overhead shots. I'm like, damn, the city look good.
Yeah, it do, man.
Yeah.
It's not a bad, like, you go to these other cities and you see them. I mean, I give them credit. It's a lot of nice cities, but Cleveland is one of them, man.
Mm-hmm.
It has its perks, man. It's, I'm almost, we talked about it last week, but, I don't want to get back into it and hash it all the way out, but I really do hope they build that stadium out by the airport and we can really turn our downtown into something that's like,
I just
want that part where the stadium is to end up being like a Navy Pier type situation.
Right.
And if we're able to do that, that takes us to a whole nother level. So, but anyway, yeah, man, feeling good. Ready to go. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Tired.
Yeah.
You know, we about to rewrap the you know, everything, but we'll just go around real quick. Playboy, how was your week?
Week was cool, man. Regular, you know, like I said, just work, you know, or whatever. Preparing for the event Saturday, so work was cool. I mean, week was cool, period. Nope, slow motion, man.
All right, Dev, how was your week?
My week was cool, man. We had it was a shorter week for me just because the kid was off, but you know, it got capped off. Pause. Whoa.
Yeah.
No Diddy, but Pod and R&B last night, which was absolutely amazing. I don't want to even. My week was okay. I want to spend all the recap week time talking about.
Yeah, we about to get to that.
So we can jump into that as a collective.
I'm not fuck with.
No, I'm just go. Let's take whoever.
Like I said, the week was cool, man. Mm-hmm. So I know we got to recap Pod and R&B, but mm-hmm. I did do I did do the final four on Friday. Mm-hmm. At least I did the semifinal games. We got to take a second.
Yeah.
I know we talked about it amongst ourselves. We got to take a second. And you watching the Facebook one?
Yeah, I got Facebook.
We got to take a second. We got to give Caitlin her piece.
Yes.
I mean, like we got to. There's Caitlin Clark fatigue. I think
you have Caitlin Clark fatigue.
I think a lot of people got Caitlin Clark fatigue.
I think black people got, we was rooting for LSU and then South Carolina fatigue.
Nah, I just got Caitlin Clark fatigue. Probably because I've been watching a lot of Ohio State women's basketball this year too, and you just get tired. Wow. They had a couple really good games this year and stuff like that.
The thing about it is she didn't made it to the professional ranks. I don't have fatigue yet.
No, see, this is where I say it came from. For me, I feel like they, you know, we had that 4-year window of us playing Golden State in the finals. And you know, Steph and everybody was like the golden child. You know, mm-hmm. But we got this 4 years of that smash into a year and a half of this whole run with Caitlin, run to the championship game last year and then this year. And it's like, it's just been rammed down our throats, pause. No diddy.
Mm-hmm.
But watching her play, even in person, it's like her passes is just on point. And the way she shoots these shots, and it's just, she's just different. Yeah. And I mean, even Friday, you know, all the pressure of the world is on you. Mm-hmm. Hell, even the way she came out today, but all the mm-hmm. pressure of the world is on you. Everybody wants you to not get to this point, even though that arena was like 75% LSU, 75% Iowa on Friday. But I mean, you come out, drop a smooth 40.
Yeah.
You know, we got to give her piece for that. You know, I can have fatigue and still sit there and say, yo, that you've never seen a type of player like her in the women's game.
We've never seen anybody like that in the men's game to lead the nation in scoring and assists. She is 1-on-1, but this is why I don't have it yet, because I haven't seen it. It's the journey. Like I can see people having. Let me put this. I can see people having Tim Tebow fatigue when he was at Florida, because anybody who knew the game knew he could not play quarterback in the NFL. So you knew that they was like ramming this person down your throat who.
No diddy.
Yeah, who like wasn't gonna be an NFL quarterback? What?
No, I keep saying no diddy.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna do it. Don't worry about it. It's gonna come back too. But with her, like, I'm intrigued. The reason why I want to see how this translates to the professional.
To the pros,
realm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw Diana Taurasi and him talking. Like, I mean, listen, Diana Taurasi said, "Look, you can dominate 18-year-olds, but we grown women." Like, the shit talking is start. Like, right. I ain't got zero. They waiting for her. So of them is waiting for her to get to the WNBA. And I'm telling you, when they tip off and the Indiana Fever is on ABC game one with her and Aaliyah Boston playing against whoever, probably Diana Taurasi, if they got some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Diana Taurasi
and Phoenix
and Brittany Griner versus Aaliyah Boston and Caitlin Clark, the world will be tuned in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially with the shit talking she just had. I just want to see this translate to the WNBA. Mm-hmm. And if she can do this in the WNBA, she might go down as one of the best players ever. It's the only reason why I don't have that. And another part of it, I think, is I know this is whatever. Maybe people might see it as a negative because you can't say shit positive in 2024. Right. I was not a huge women's basketball fan. So it's all new to me. So I wasn't watching every Ohio State women's basketball game. Mm-hmm. So I'm new over the past 2 months or so. So, of course, I had my eye on people playing. I knew, I watched the National Championship and Final Four last year, but I have been tuned into every game from like the round of 32 on.
Yeah, yeah.
And even before the tournament, I was watching some games. So, this is all fresh. This is all new. I've been watching the game of basketball forever. And like watching her, is like, this reminded me of LeBron versus different teams during his heyday. The only difference is she hoops like Steph, but she's in a LeBron situation. She don't have the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And people was like, oh, South Carolina lost eight because they did lose their starting five from last year.
I think they're top six players from rotation.
But the bench and the freshmen, it's almost like they're Alabama, but we're all fresh and new to women's college basketball. So it's like, oh, they lost.
Yeah.
What was his name? They lost Mark Ingram. Nigga, but Derrick Henry was the freshman. What are we talking about? You lost Mark Ingram, and then Derrick Henry became the fucking, you lost a Heisman Trophy running back and a better one.
But they still got to become.
I know, but it's Alabama. They still got to
become Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
though.
But it's Alabama. They have Alabama. They have them niggas on the bench. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Derrick Henry's on the pine
Insert any major level football.
But they're Alabama. They're not just any major level. They got, like, the 1, 4, and 6 best player on their bench dating back to, like, 2021. Yeah. And they all just waiting to play. So you can get rid of the starting quarterback, and you just replace Jalen Hurts with Tua Tagovailoa.
Right.
And you just keep the fucking train going. You know what I'm saying? It's not even, like, there's no fall off. There's no, like... Like, Iowa is about to go 13-19.
Oh, no, they're in the toilet next year.
You know what I'm saying? South Carolina might end up going 37-0 again. Because they got Malaysia Fuwaile.
Yeah.
They got Tessa Johnson.
Yeah.
They still got a squad. You know what I'm saying?
Bree Hall will be back. Chloe Kitts
will be back. Raven Johnson will be back. Yeah. Everybody except for Camila Cardoso is coming back. So they'll fuck around and...
They might lose a couple next year, but you know they'll
have some.
But shout out to Dawn too. I'm sorry, you got some.
Shout out to Dawn.
I mean, she's a hell of a coach, man. And I know you have to get the talent to win games. Like, but people don't win.
Wrangling that talent is hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People don't win. Like, people talk about how great or bad Phil is. You know, Phil Jackson, because he got those. Like, well, he didn't win without this person, whatever. But nobody didn't win without those people.
Yeah,
like you have to have a motherfucker. I hate that shit. You have. Even with great players, well, this guy didn't win until he got this. But you got to have somebody. You can't take every shot and make every shot and get every rebound and get every block and make every catch and throw every pass. I mean, you got to have somebody there with you.
Yeah,
you have to have some talent with you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I hate those arguments. Shout out to Dawn. She did a really good job down there in South Carolina because, I mean, look, you still got to – they could be Alabama, but these little freshmen at some point got
to
play.
Yeah, you still got to be Nick Saban. You still got to be able to play. The hardest people to coach is the motherfuckers that know they good.
Yeah.
It comes from, I mean, I only got very limited experience in coaching, but I can tell you the easiest players to coach is the go-hards. Pause.
Right.
The ones that know they ain't that good,
Jesus.
But they go crazy in practice. They want to impress the coach. The nigga who know he going to St. Ignatius. This is the most difficult.
Right.
It is
the most difficult to coach the ones that are good and know they good.
It's like trying to date somebody that she knows she cute.
Yeah.
She knows she's beautiful.
Right.
I'm trying to approach like she
knows. Or
it's
like having a conversation with your wife and she know you ain't going nowhere. It's just, the mouth get a little slicker. You know what I'm saying? Whoa, Nelly. You know what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden you a funny guy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're gonna be at the Funny Bone next week, huh? Open mic night, huh?
Fucking headliner.
Okay. So when are the tickets going on sale, huh? Because you're obviously going on tour. Okay.
Clearly you're a comedian, man.
Oh man.
Yeah, when they know they the shit, they don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's an amazing coaching job by her to keep everybody in line. She was saying it after the game. The person was asking the question. She was like, you said this is the most difficult job, you know, you've done. Yeah. Think about if her top six players left and these motherfuckers was this good and they didn't play as much last year. You got to not only coach the players from last year, the Leah Bostons and them, you also got to make sure these players is cool, don't transfer, don't talk too crazy because they know they nice. They know they nice. They know they can go anywhere in the country and be the best player on another team. And so that's a hell of a coaching job to be able to coach that team last year, keep these kids under wraps, keep them, and then raise them up this year and take them to an undefeated 38-0 season. Man, that's a hell of a job. Man.
You're right. So shout out to her. Shout out to them. Again, it was a good weekend in the city. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on with that.
But let's do it. We've kind of talked about it. We've kind of talked about it. I'm going to do my best. Let's see how many we can name real quick. So right now, before the WNBA draft, Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Camila Cardoso. I'm just naming women's basketball players in college.
Angel Reese, Flauge, old girl from Ohio State's getting drafted. They said top 10.
Yeah.
You
got Juju Watkins.
You talking about just name players.
Juju Watkins, Paige Beckers, Malaysia Fuwaile.
Yeah.
It's about, so what about now? Like
Flage, you said Flage.
Said Flage. I'm like yeah. 8 right now, and I'm just Cameron Brink from Stanford. She nice.
Yeah.
Name me 5 male college basketball players.
I can't.
I got Rob Dillingham.
Zach Eady or Eady.
Zach Eady. You don't even know how to pronounce the nigga name. We know how to pronounce Flage. DJ Burns, because he became the big nigga from NC State. He gonna play left tackle for the fucking Raiders.
He need to switch sports. Yeah.
What is happening right now?
The one and done.
Niggas are going straight. But real quick, I just want to, from 1995 until 2023. I mean, no, till 2020, 2019. Niggas is able to go straight from high school.
Yeah, right to the pros.
Why all of a sudden now is the one and done rule? Like decimating college basketball.
Well, because I feel like most of the time when people went to school, they had to stay. They went to school because they didn't have the option, so they were going to stay at least a couple years. Every now and then you had a Mike Conley that pops, mm-hmm. that you know he went to school. You thought he was going to be there 2-3 yeah. years, and then all of a sudden, he had this run, and now he got to go. And shout out to Mike Conley, because Mike Conley
been
around for like 20 fucking years and still playing.
This nigga
and still getting buckets.
The nigga with here I go again. The nigga with dreads from Ohio State, the running back. What was his name? Something Edwards or something like that. Nigga felt like he was there for Pepe Pearson, too.
Oh, yeah, Pepe Pearson.
Yeah, like, nigga, Mike Conley been in the NBA. You're like, nigga, you still in the NBA?
Yeah, yeah.
Averaging 8-6, ass nigga. Like, go home, motherfucker. Why the fuck is you still in the NBA?
But, yeah, but I think that's what it is more than anything. But I think the problem is that, again, with the college thing, like people used to be able to go to college. And so you would go if you had that talent, boom. But then you had to go for 1 year. You was out. So again, like those guys that go for 1 year used to just go straight to the league. And so it's like, a team might pop up and bubble for a year. But like, I know Bama was okay this year in men's hoops. But homie from last year that's in the league Brandon right Miller. Now that you know gave the Cavs buckets about a week and a half ago. You know, like
I just think this year the player's shitty.
It could be that too.
Because they got Cooper Flagg coming in next year. Yeah. The year after that, you got the Boozer twins coming in. I just think this was a shitty year.
Yeah.
I think this was a horrible basketball year. And this was almost like the Browns move and the Indians was good. It was like college basketball for the men's was shitty. And then the women's.
It was the perfect storm.
And then the women's team just had stars.
And good for them. Yep. And I know we're about to move on. Last thing I want to say about this, too, is that men, well, I know we talked about it last week, whatever. Get out of y'all misogyny, man.
Yeah.
Like, get out of this shit. Like, the way. You know, they.
Oh, let's talk about
hell, it. All this shit happened this week, right? The LSU-Iowa game on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, and then the reaction on Tuesday.
Let's talk about this.
Fucking Emmanuel Acho, man.
Okay, let's talk about this. We're going to be on opposite sides on this.
No, we might be. But so my take on this is that sports are sports. Mm-hmm. And it's built on a lot of fucking bravado. Let's just say bravado. Mm-hmm. Because nobody goes out on this floor or whatever in any respect to whatever you do. You don't go out there thinking that somebody's really better. Now, you might know in your head. I that's why listening to Jeff T talk about stories, whatever, is so refreshing. Because he knew what his place was in the league. He knew what people was better, whatever. He ain't had no delusions of grandeur or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But, you know, it's built on a lot of bravado, you know, Emmanuel Acho. And so he came out there on Monday. Just so he was basically kind of in my opinion, kind of going at Angel because she was kind of, you know, she had some tears during the press conference or whatever on Monday. You know, her teammates were defending or whatever and everything like that. My take on that is this as a whole with the Angel thing is that like she always said heaviest, you know, what's the saying? Heaviest the crown.
Head wears the crown.
Yeah, whatever. It's
keep
like,
that in mind like when
she,
I start talking.
Like she did welcome a lot of that attention. She didn't, I know people were.
Oh, did she?
I know a lot of people were coming to her side and saying that she didn't. She didn't ask for it, and she really didn't. All she did was won the championship and talk the little shit the way people do. Let these women have their space to talk their shit. You know what I'm saying? Let them go out there and play ball and talk that shit if they want to because nobody ever gets on. The reason
yes, we do.
No, hold on.
Hold on.
The reason we know what this is. What is that?
Dame time.
That's Dame time. Because Dame has hit game winners. Yeah. And that nigga has waved at a motherfucker as he kicked your ass. It's deserved, and you earned that right.
And niggas also blitzed Dame because he left the Trailblazers and tried to piggyback onto the fucking Bucks, and they ain't playing well.
They not playing well.
But
that gets me to my point, Dev. So we probably not going to disagree more than you think. Mm-hmm. That gets me to my point. If it's on the court, it's on the court. If we gonna say she got, because I actually feel like Angel's game is a touch limited. Because she had good points. She doesn't have any offensive, really no offensive moves. If you really want to, if we want to talk basketball. Yeah. So if it's on the court, let's leave it on the court and talk about that. But if she's talking about the attack she's getting, stuff like that, that's for men and women. People got to get off of this thing of being on social media and I'm jump in your DMs and I'm a call you names and I'm a attack you and stuff like that. People got to get out of that. But like if you want to talk about her game, talk about her game or what. She actually had a pretty good game on Monday. She had really good game on Monday. Yeah, really good game on Monday.
17-20.
But don't talk about her like, oh, you got to be this and you got to be that. It's like talk about her game, fair game.
Mm-hmm. That was money.
But once you start getting into the personal attacks and stuff like that, that's where I got a problem.
All right, well, let's talk about it.
And I do feel like men got to get out of their misogyny with stuff. All right,
so can I rebut this one a little bit? Can I rebut a little bit?
Yes.
Well, after last week's documentary, this might be a reboot. A reboot.
A reboot.
Let's see. It was on Shade Room. It wasn't on hers. It was on Shade Room. Okay. It wasn't on hers. So I can't pull up the pictures. So y'all just have to imagine the pictures. Everybody, okay. You ever watched the show with your girl, and then you tried to come in and like mansplain or man brain the show she was watching, and it's like, nigga, either come in and watch the Housewives argue. Or shut the fuck up, because this is the show. You can come in here and try to turn this show into the Browns versus the Steelers and make it logical. And I should do this on 3rd and 4, and I should, or if it's 3rd and 13, I should run the ball. I should throw the ball. If you want to over logical this show, whatever the fuck you want to call it, then don't come in here and watch it with your woman. Because she's watching two women argue and then throw drinks on each other. And this is the fucking atmosphere. And if you want to be a part of it, then enter the atmosphere and be in it. But don't try to enter the world of competitive sports and suckify it. Make it some sucker shit. Niggas get smoke. When Dennis Rodman decides to wear a wedding dress and ride down fucking the middle of Times Square, niggas stop talking about his rebounds and start wondering if he fucks niggas. That's what happens in sports. So if you start putting on bikini, hold on. Let me finish.
You know what, you're right.
The moment you start doing shit off the court, it's open season. The moment you pull guns out of the strip club, Ja Morant, our conversation to lead SportsCenter, Undisputed, Nightcap, The Breakfast Club, Brilliant Idiots, and DMST Podcast is going to be about your guns and not your layups. That's the world you've entered into. So don't do shit off the court. Don't be taking pictures from behind and tapping your booty to show that it's jiggling and then say, I'm getting sexualized. You are, and I apologize, but you turned around and flipped your booty. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. Right. But I'm telling you, you've entered into the world of look at me. And the moment you do that and you start doing shit that's not a touchdown, a home run, or a three-pointer, niggas is going to start talking about it outside of the realm of the game. And this is the game you've entered, ma'am. So you can't, speaking of heavy head, heavy is the head that wears the crown, you can't have Caitlin Clark warming up down at one end. You take that crown that's heavy for the head that wears the crown because you won the championship last year.
But she does it every game. She does it every game, though. In her defense.
You can't sit on Caitlin Clark's. Let me finish.
But if you do it in that game with her.
You better not lose. You better not crown when you lose.
Yeah, I will give you that one. Yeah. 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 Even if you beast it out there, because it's going to make headlines on that game, because I didn't know she does it every game until people was in the comments like, yo, I'm an LSU fan. She does it every single game.
Well, you can't.
But when you do it against Caitlin Clark in the biggest game of the season.
It's a nigga in the NBA whose nickname requires a crown. And he don't put crowns on niggas' benches.
Well, y'all would call him a lot of names if he did that.
Exactly, because that's the game.
Hold on. What happened now?
She took a crown and put it on the bench down with Caitlin Clark.
She does that, I guess, pregame warm-ups. That's what she does.
Then Caitlin Clark came out and dropped 40 on that motherfucker.
And she crying in the post-game.
And she crying in the post-game.
No. But she was crying about all the, no. All the shit that comes beyond the game stuff. But I will say this, Dev, because you know I can admit some things. You know, I'm a big guy. You know what I'm saying. You know? But no, that you actually made a good point, like you said, with the Ja Morant thing. But I wasn't feeling the Dennis Rodman one because he brought that on himself. Because you gonna put the dress on, because you put the dress on, what people are gonna talk about that. But the Ja Morant thing was huge.
Okay.
The Ja Morant thing was huge though, because that, like you said, that led everything, sports and everything.
Yeah,
right?
it's going to.
But it also directly affected his job because he got suspended for it.
You're right, you're
if he didn't get suspended, Dennis Rodman didn't get suspended for wearing a dress though. You know what I'm saying? He just brought those conversations on. But that's that. I will agree with that one or whatever. But I've just
heard Skip Bayless and these people eviscerate male athletes for the shit they did on the court. I've heard them accuse niggas of quitting, accuse niggas of being soft. Accused niggas of not wanting to play.
Fair game, though, on the court.
But the thing is, we've criticized the Skip Baylesses for it not being fair. Because we've accused him of going at LeBron just for ratings. Because he's not a quitter. He's not soft. But what I'm saying is,
2010 Boston series might want to have a conversation. No plan.
You're right. But what I'm saying is these think pieces that it makes him a misogynist. Because he says you got to put your big girl panties on and you can't cry after a loss. Why can't, this is the thing, while having daughters, why, I don't understand how we can say we're going to be conscious and treating people the exact same way as we would want to be treated. And at the same time, have to make sure we don't say certain things to make them feel bad. Which one are we doing? Are we placating? Are we being? Because in my eyes, the misogyny is, oh, the little girls can't take it. To me, that's misogynistic. That because they're women, they can't handle my big bad words. They're women. They're humans just like me.
Right.
And you can't cry after a loss, fam. I bet you they coaches don't be in the locker room like, hey, sweetheart, make a layup. They be like, motherfucker, make a goddamn layup.
Get your
bum ass off my team. I can guarantee you go in any woman's sport locker room, they coaches talking to them just as bad as Bruce Coffey Jr. talked to us at Shaw.
Look.
Come on, man. They can handle these words just like us.
For Pete's sake, they goddamn coach dapping up niggas walking out the tunnel. Yeah, you know she's yelling at these niggas.
You know Kim Mulkey talking crazy.
Kim is different.
Now, I will say this. The LA Times article.
Oh, that was them, that was completely out of pocket.
That's some shit to get a nigga knocked the fuck out.
That was completely out of pocket.
They called them dirty debutantes. It's only.
What was the radio guy that was talking about the Rutgers players? That's what it reminded me of. When he called them nappy headed hoes. What was the guy?
A long
time ago. I can't think of the white guy. I think he's dead now.
The thing about dirty debutantes is there's only, we're not going to show this on our screen. There's only one. There's nothing else to dirty debutantes but this. This is it. This is the only thing dirty debutantes means. This is it. There's nothing else in the world named dirty debutantes other than this. Yeah. This is what dirty debutantes is.
Yeah.
It was a porn series from the early 2000s. This is what it is. This is not a nickname. This is not a dirty debutantes. It's like saying calling somebody Drake or Tupac. There's only one definition, and it's this.
Yeah.
So to get in the fucking LA Times and say that LSU got a fucking roster full of dirty debutantes, it's only a porn series.
He was completely out of pocket.
That is the wildest. Now, somebody getting their mouth smacked. Like, now that at that point, I'm 100% on your side. Like, nigga,
it's on sight.
Now you trying to be funny.
It's on sight.
Yeah.
It only got one fucking definition.
Yeah. All right. So we'll be a little.
Fucking punk ass.
We'll be opposite.
I'm gonna do some research on this, the original Dirty Debutantes.
Yeah, I am too. I'm doing research when we leave here.
I'm not.
Matter of fact, that's why we got Google.
Yeah, I'm not.
Speaking of, real quick, before we get into some other shit, I just want to say that I believe Glorilla and Meg Thee Stallion had the best song out right now.
I was listening to it today. Yeah.
And I was listening to it too. So
I was listening to it too.
If you ever hear me listening to that song in like a 20 second snippet, just know I really enjoy the song. And I really want to hear this section of the song over and over. and over again.
Is there a video to the song? Is there a music video to the song?
Not yet. Well, nigga, it's about 1.2 million music videos.
Oh, want the bars in that certain.
It's the bariest of bars.
Listen, Meg Thee Stallion. Listen, women do it all the time. I saw a picture. They was googly eyeing over Morris Chestnut the other day. And they be doing it with Idris Elba. I'm not a person who enjoys. I really don't enjoy, like, people, the twerk videos.
Okay.
But Meg Thee Stallion did put out.
She did
a video today that is a. I'm just appreciating the art of it.
It was a promotion of the song.
Though. It is a
master. I mean, honestly, it's a promotion of the song.
It's a masterclass. Women always say that twerking come from Africa and it's not sexual. Okay, that's what I hear all the time.
This is a rain dance,
and this is
I always
African
wanted to go to the motherland.
Oh, it is.
Woo, I always wanted to go to the. To the motherland. Oh man.
Woo! If you get a chance today or this week,
or
if
tonight,
you want to get on social media.
Oh man.
Just search Meg Thee Stallion and thank the DMST podcast later. Every now and then you stumble across a video that changes the world a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Puts you a little step closer to heaven than the day you were before.
Hey.
Oh man.
It happens. It happens.
That is funny.
It sure enough happens.
But no, that song is dope as hell, man.
Yeah.
Like Glorilla right now can't really miss, to be honest with you. If you ask me, Glorilla is in a particular bag that not a lot of rappers get in. And I don't think.
She in her music.
She in her music. She in her music bag.
Man, come on.
But I never would have thought from Fuck Nigga Free that we would get to this point in her career. I thought she would be flashing the pan. But Glorilla making some really good music, man.
Yeah.
Last song, the song with her and Meg is dope.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We ain't about to get into this, but. Obviously, she, her and JT had a little go back and forth, you know, on Twitter and everything because I forgot all that stuff had happened last year, but there's something about that. Supposedly, she had slapped her or whatever.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
At some point or whatever. Yeah, whatever. But, I'm not here for that. If we going to talk beef, we're going to talk
on record.
J. Cole or whatever. But long enough. We got to talk about last night.
Yeah.
We got to talk about last night,
yes,
man. For people who, let's just say, Pod and R&B was last night.
Yes.
It was our first time. Don't do that. I got to concentrate. Pod and R&B was last night. So it was our first time doing Pod and R&B since August of last year.
Playboy's League. I'm sorry. No. My bad.
And when we did it in August of last year, it was the first time we had did it since October of the year before. So this is like our second one in the last year and a half plus, probably.
Yeah.
That we've done Pod and R&B. So shout out to Mike Thompson.
Yes.
Owner of Waking Dreams.
Dream.
Waking Dreams. Yeah, I always put an S in there. Yeah. So Waking Dream Creations. We did the event there last night and it was I think our biggest crowd. I remember our very first one, we had a really good crowd.
Yeah,
but I think last night was our biggest crowd we've had since doing this event. We got a couple of things out there, at least in our stories right now on our DMST page, just how the night went, just some views of it or whatever. But it was a success.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start there. It was a success. Thank you to everybody that really came out. And we was having this conversation pre-show. It's crazy because we do have regulars that support us all the time, and we really appreciate y'all. There was a lot of new faces there last night, man.
A lot
of new faces, and that was really, really dope to see. Mm-hmm. We hope to see y'all on the next one. But the new faces, Dev, you got a take on that? The way you feel like we're in a transition era?
Yeah, man. Where we we've been doing some pretty decent. Business, I guess, putting on a pretty decent show, a pretty decent product, and then being able to link up with somebody like Mike.
Yeah.
and Waking Dream Creations, and Candy did an amazing job.
Shout out to Candy. Yeah,
absolutely.
And, kind of expanding our reach and making sure that the show that we provide is dope enough to carry the night. You know what I mean? You know you're starting to grow a little bit. You know, so it's like back if you're a community rapper and your niggas come to the show. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. But you get to the show, you start looking at the crowd, you're like, damn, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know these people. But then they like rapping along to your song. You're like, hold the fuck up. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I think we're starting to expand a little bit more beyond the base that we normally, you know, provide. We did a really good job that we provide entertainment to. I think we did a really good job promoting this last one.
And we'll continue
to do that in the future. You know, you have multiple people with a different reach. And so people are seeing it from, we did a good job with us three. And we don't normally do as good a job. I know I don't. And I, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Well, it was almost every day one of us was posting something on our own personal page.
Oh, talking about the promotion. Yeah, shitty with promotion.
Then we put it on the DMST page.
We're shitty with it,
But when you think about that, let's say all three of us do it. DMST page does it. We got a promotion already going.
Shout out to the people that reposted themselves and do it.
Shout out to Curvy CEO and people like that, and
Titan did it. Yeah,
people who was reposting it. And then let's say you got Thompson, you know, you got Mike reposting it. Then you got Candy. Now you got it from 10 different sources. You know what I'm saying? And different eyes are seeing it. And then they come and it's a decent product, man. It's a really good product. And so we got a lot of plans for the future.
Y'all should heard these conversations we was having pre-show.
Yeah, man. Because with Pod and R&B, the cool thing about it is the amount of people who showed up last night is the show. Mm-hmm. That's it. So we need to be able to provide an enhanced product,
right?
Obviously and honestly, for an enhanced price,
right?
Maybe a bit of a raised price, but a better product.
Yeah.
Same amount of people because it needs to be intimate. No more than 45, 50 people at tops. Mm. I think you start getting over, you know, we start getting over that, it starts getting weird. For people who've come before, you know what we mean. Because it is an interactive show. Mm-hmm. It's conversation, it's different topics. It's a very interactive show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I feel like it's so tough in the position that we are in because, let's be honest, I mean, I've said I was going to reach out to a few people this week to kind of just get their feedback, but to be honest, people have been on our ass about us raising prices because we do it for the player price.
Yeah, we do.
Because people, I'm in the hole right now for
nigga, ain't we all?
You know, so like it's it happens, you know, but it's like it's you walk this line of really keeping it to a point where people be like, all right, I'm gonna go check it out. Mm-hmm. And then being like, yo, well, we gotta actually charge what the shit is worth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry, I wanna jump in. I know you probably got something too. And I gotta take one quick second too. That we don't do it a lot. Every now and then we do. We was walking up the stairs today, and I'm talking about, man, we've been doing this for a long time because I saw my Kalisha being out at the little social club thing here in Cleveland, and it's a couple members of a podcast that used to record in our studio that's associated with them and things like that. And I was thinking, man, we've been doing this for a long time, but you know we got all these years and all these times, and people come up here and they do a lot of stuff in our studios and things like this, and people tell us how good we do things sometimes, and I think we know how good we do things sometimes, but we're really humble about the things we do. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take one quick second just to brag on us for a quick second. Mm-hmm. We may not be perfect, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of stuff, and of course, there's always room for improvement, but God damn it, we can do a fucking show.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And we do this shit on our own.
Yeah.
I say it all the time, we don't ask nobody for shit.
We true definition of self-made, nigga.
We don't pull people in or whatever. Y'all saw me, I'm pulling up, and I'm calling you to get speakers out the car.
Yeah.
I'm running cords everywhere and shit like that. Whatever. We do this shit on our own, and all these podcasts in the city talk all this big shit about a bunch of big shit about the shit that they ain't doing. And we do this shit on our own. You know what I'm saying? And people talk shit just because of the fact that they got numbers behind their fucking name and followers about what they do, and they think they're doing a bunch of shit. And this ain't even, this honestly not, it's not even a shade post at, I mean, a shade comment at all. It's the fact that I know what the fuck we do.
Yeah.
And I just want to take a quick second, honestly, to just applaud us right now because we've been doing this shit for a long fucking time, and the shit is not easy. and we do it because we love to do this shit, honestly. Mm-hmm. And that's why I appreciate when people pull up. But the shit ain't easy. And again, the fact that we don't ask nobody for a motherfucking thing. This is our shit. We sitting in our shit right now. Exactly. In our fucking studio, on our fucking couch, with our fucking equipment. Exactly. We ain't renting space on nobody's shit.
Yep.
We ain't asking nobody to do the shit for us. We're doing this shit on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And so, excuse the fuck out of us at some point, and I'm sorry right now.
Excuse
the fuck out of us. If we even do go up on the price, excuse the fuck out of us if we do it at some point, because we've earned that shit, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of us, and I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of the show we put on last night. I'm proud of the venue. Thank you to Candy. Thank you to Paco. Thank you to everybody associated. Thank you to everybody that came to that motherfucker. And y'all better come to the next one. Because we got ideas.
But you know what? You know, they will. They will. And we appreciate y'all.
I'm sorry. I'm done.
No, it's cool. No, shit, fuck that, nigga. Nigga, you fuck that shit. Real quick, off of what you just said, a lot of people, everything we've built and shit, what y'all started building. But everything that's built through DMST is built off DMST. Not, I used to be a host, or I used to be a community rapper, or I used to be a community singer, or I used to be a community activist, and then I tried to flip that number into being to my podcast. Everything we've done is off the backs of the podcast.
Yeah.
And everything we're doing is branching out from the podcast. So you have people in different areas, different cities, different regions, that will flip the thing they've already done somewhere else, which is good. I'm not hating on you. But that doesn't mean your podcast work is as strong. You've just flipped the success you may have had somewhere else, and you're trying to manufacture it in the, maybe these people will listen to me.
Yep.
But that's a maybe or maybe not. We know for a fact every single person that either tunes in or comes to the show or has ever followed us or done whatever has tuned in because of the podcast.
Absolutely.
Not... we used to do was do something else, and then let's use them numbers to start a podcast. Nope. All this shit is organic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Like I said, man.
So, yeah.
We self-made. Mm-hmm. And it's something to be proud of. Mm-hmm. That's why, like I just told, you know, Brainstorm, man, talk your shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we've been through a lot. And we've been growing and growing. And to see yesterday, last night was a culmination. Mm-hmm. Because you know how I am. I start getting a little nervous towards the beginning of the show just because of the fact of seeing who pulling in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was like split second. It was just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, man, like I said, we self-made, man. We put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
All the shit we do, we done our motherfucking selves. Like you said, Brainstorm, we ain't asked nobody for shit.
For nothing.
Nigga, all this shit, everything you see up there at that at Wake and Dream Creation, nigga, we paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, we put down the funds for, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. So it's something to be proud of, man. And at the end of the day, niggas don't fuck with us because of A, B, and C. Niggas fuck with us because we dope, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out, we dope. Like, yes, call it what it is. We dope, nigga. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm saying that in the most humblest way. Did I say, that ain't documentary, is it?
Mm-mm. No,
that's not documentary-ish. Close, nigga.
Yeah. And again, man, I can't do it enough. I'm not trying to gas or whatever, or glaze, like the kids be saying nowadays.
Oh, is that a term?
Yeah,
damn,
yeah,
they
yeah.
come up with all types.
Teacher glazing. They glazing it. I'm like, stop. Ain't nobody glazing over there. but, man, shout out to Mike, to Thompson, the Waking Dream.
Yeah, man.
It is the perfect setting. This is,
it really
this is a is. Very good foundation to build from. We always talk one thing about doing stuff in-house. That's somebody else who's built their base up from in-house. They're good people. We're good people, and when good people come together to do stuff,
good things happen.
He's a really good dude, man. His wife's amazing, man. He did a lot of, man, somebody spilled some stuff last night. He out there cleaning it up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I want to get some napkins for that,
just
too.
Good dude, man. Like, the space, the combining the art with some of the visual stuff we had, you go on our story, you can see what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
It just visually, and that was the first time without us knowing. Like, we can now study that video because it was little stuff that I can't even explain. Like, nigga, the lights was, like, kind of illuminating from the floor and making it glow. It was a very, like, but now we can build off of it and make it look even better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And we will. It was our first time there.
And we will.
Yeah.
And the reality is, too, let's call it what it is, we don't have a problem doing what we do as far as Pod and R&B, as far as, you know, putting funds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, we humble about this. Don't get it twisted.
The main thing is, y'all don't know that we really do this shit. Number one, because we love this shit, and because we love y'all, and we want to put on a show for y'all each and every time. So, like that you said, man, we appreciate everybody that came through, man. It was a dope time. Everything went perfect, you know, and I can't wait for the next one, man.
Yeah, man.
Real quick, shout out to y'all niggas. First of all, Brainstorm, shout out to how you set the tone for every motherfucking thing. Dev, that fucking poem and you coming in, that shit was fucking dope. Nigga, you had the room like...
Thank you.
That shit was dope, man.
It was you can't ask for nothing else. Some things happen in life and you just put a bow on it.
Yeah.
Put it up on the shelf. Like, that is what Pod and R&B supposed to be. Like, that was it. I ain't really got no complaints.
People don't know though. I'm gonna do a poem on the next one.
Oh shit.
Cannon! I'm gonna do a poem this time.
In front of him.
Molly.
Thunder.
I'm doing one next time, man. I'm getting my bag too, man.
Hold on, what was his name in that?
He was supposed to be Rafael.
Oh, De La Ghetto.
Rafael De La Ghetto. I'm doing a poem next time, though. But no, real talk, man. It was just we can only get better. You know, doing it, and it feels like the support is going to be there. I think there's value in what you said, Dev, in the fact that it does feel like a transition is coming, where you made an interesting observation. Hopefully, I'm not speaking out of turn, which is out of our regulars, our regulars were very small there last night.
Yeah.
It was a lot of new faces, a lot of first timers there last night, and hopefully, this is like, I feel like we're in that transition stage, like you said, where it's you know, we may put tickets on sale and
might be gone.
They might be gone.
Yeah. Because unfortunately, the next one, we're probably not going to be able to do door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to be, we're going to have to pre-purchase, which means we might have to go, like, I was talking, the reason I'm giving Mike the flowers is because there's a lot of people, man, the interaction and, like, the, it reminds us of us. Like, we talk about doing it in-house.
Yeah,
I know y'all had a chance to converse with him yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, me and him would talk at times, and sometimes people be funny about giving game away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we don't mind giving each other game. Niggas in the city that try to charge you for game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so, like, I was you know, they do an amazing job with Trap and Paint at Captivate. Him, Brent Roach.
I think we'll go to the next downtown. One.
Yeah, we should go to the next one, man. But they do a really good job with it. But he was giving some tips and tricks on, like, how to make sure, you know, we not the day of, like, damn, we got enough chairs type situation. We have to do an early bird special where it's cheaper at the beginning. So we might have to open up sales 3 weeks out. And that first week is $10, $5, $10 cheaper. Then once the 2 weeks hit.
The regular price.
But we got to get to a point where you got to purchase the tickets before you come. So, because we got to have a head count and we got to know.
Yeah.
And if we sell out, we sell out.
Yeah. And black people know they're going to wait to the end, ain't they, boy?
Nigga.
We had that shit up. And we say it all the time. People don't be believing us.
Man.
But.
And I kept sitting all
of,
every
Friday morning, all of a sudden, my phone is buzzing. Boom. And Dev like, yo, these tickets is moving. Friday and Saturday, them shits moved on like Friday and Saturday, man. But shout out to y'all. A couple things in the feed. One. Toya said that she saw the prices. She thought it was too low. It is, but you got to understand, people will pay for a lot of shit for a lot of people they don't know and won't pay for your shit.
Yeah.
So it is a balance to strike there.
She said, are y'all going to post any pics or videos? Yeah, we are. We got a couple on our page, on our story, if you want to go take a look.
Yeah, and then when we get them back, we'll post them.
Paco did. Shout out to Paco for doing the pictures.
I think
like Puerto Vallarta or some shit today. So
yeah,
he
gone. Yeah, well, I ain't going to put his business on. Yeah, I might strike that from the record.
Oh, my bad.
But you know, some people don't like to be like, oh, I'm doing this.
Well, right I know now. He ain't there for real. I'm just saying he ain't.
Yeah.
He's out of commission for
it. Yeah, he out of commission for a minute. What else did I see? I saw Leah said that Brother Knowledge. Mm-hmm. We need to have him on the show.
We definitely got
because I was waiting for him to put his hand up and say something yesterday.
After the show. I mean, he enjoyed.
She said he had a lot to say, but you know, we got to get him on the show. And then Titan was like, "Yo, what was up with that left? What was it the left?
I don't know what the hell that was about.
I don't know. That came out of left. I don't know whose friend she was. If she was, she was the first person visit.
Yeah, that was the first visitor. First time they came. I don't know who.
It's called crazy.
Insane. I got a question for you. I'm like, oh, okay, let's go. Hey, what's up? Yeah. If your left nut was swollen, whoa.
Yeah,
it ma'am, was, this is my wife right here. Yeah.
I was like, please, what?
Though, please. Let me reach out and touch her real quick so you know.
I look like.
Leah, like, you know her. I have never seen this human being before in my life. Don't know, didn't know she existed until she asked that question.
You understand? Right. I make it a point early in every show to make sure I point my wife out. That's my wife right there. Hey, I'll make a comment specifically geared towards her. Every show, so y'all know.
Maybe right. I got to do the same thing. I don't know where that came from.
Right. Yeah, it was crazy. But no, it was fun, man, and good interaction, man. So I'm glad the first timers know that now when they get there, man, you can let your hair down. Mm-hmm. We having a good time. We singing songs, man. Mm-hmm. People in there dancing the stuff, man. You know, it's we having conversation, man. You can let your hair down right in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, you ain't got to wait to see other. You ain't got to fill people out with this one.
Right.
It's gonna be an intimate set, and we gonna have a good time. Yeah. So, man, we'll keep y'all posted on the next one that's coming. We got plans for already like the next 2 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. You know, because we were talking about the topics for the next 2 or 3 of them, man. And psh, man.
Yeah, it's gonna.
It's a couple different things we can do, man. That we gotta talk about. We gotta talk about it.
Yeah.
Because if we do, I got a hell of an idea. But anyway, we'll talk about it after the show. This shit just came to me.
But man, it's date night. It's date night, man. It's probably single people there too that you can. It's all these things rolled into one. And last thing I'll say on it too is something y'all both said. It was like, and I actually heard it too. People don't. It's like an event now. People actually go buy an outfit because we set the tone because we get dressed for the event. Mm-hmm. Now, very rarely do you kind of see people not really trying a little bit. Even if it ain't a ton, you need to put a little button down on or something like that. You know, it's really rare to see people come in there now where it's like they just in jeans and a T-shirt. Like
they
people
just don't know.
People don't know. Nah, people get dressed and coming up. But people was dressed in that motherfucker.
You know, I've heard people say because of the tone that we set for it. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, you can wear whatever you want to. We just want you there. Yeah. But we trying to make sure we put on a whole production for y'all. And dress up and look sharp for y'all because we put on a show.
We ain't give away too much. I'm not worried because if y'all start seeing this, just know where it originated from.
Yeah,
because it's April 7th at 8:35 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you heard it here first,
right? Mm-hmm.
But just all I'm gonna say is 3 words: Valentine's Day in July. Yes. 4 words. That's all I'm gonna say. So if you start seeing this bullshit somewhere else, just know they can't do it like us.
Right.
So don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it originated from.
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So get ready to show some love in the middle of the summer. Because we are in Cleveland, and at times, maybe you can't dress how you wanted to dress in February.
Right.
Maybe you can't do the things you wanted to do in February. You know, you can put that dress on and just go below your hoo-ha. You know what I'm saying?
Your hoo-ha. I love using that term.
You know what I'm saying? Fellas, you had to wear a coat. You know what I mean? You couldn't. Your outfit had limitations.
Right.
It's the middle of the summer. Show love to the one you love. Come out, have a dope date night.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy some good music, some beautiful art, some good food, some good conversation, and treat that special someone the way they should be treated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Get you a hotel room for after the show. This is Valentine's Day in July, but we'll talk about that. Don't worry about it. Just a little snippet. Shit that's coming from Pod and R&B and DMST, man. Yes. And if you hear anything like that anywhere else, just know them niggas stole that shit.
Right. They stole it from us.
Because if I see another goddamn Afro beats in R&B or...
That's the thing, R&B is the way right now. And I will... This is something else we have to do.
I've seen that shit too. I'm like,
these niggas is trying us.
Titan is all he's asked me before.
The business side of it. You know what we gotta do.
We talked about it before the show.
Yeah, I don't want to say it right now, but he's asked me or before. Have y'all done this yet or whatever?
We have to.
That we have to. That term needs to be ours.
Yeah, everything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talk about that a little bit before the show too. We have to sooner rather than later. I'm talking within a month. We gotta figure that out.
We gotta figure it out.
Yeah. So anyway. To bring more controversy, like I know we're not gonna stay crazy long. I got a couple little topics.
Let's go with
that I saw, and then just keep the drama going from yesterday. I don't know if they're gonna be able to see this. Let me see if I can make it. If I can make them be able to see this. there it goes. Let me make it full screen.
Oh hell, I forgot this was a conversation yesterday. Is this part of yesterday?
This was just something I saw today.
Okay.
It said this says so people listening, the post says we can fuck and do couple shit, but okay. I don't want to be together. This is coming from a woman.
Okay.
We have, in my opinion, I don't know what y'all think about this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to acknowledge the level of sadness that exists in our community. For you to have this outlook.
You easy pickings,
but this is, fellas, run as far away from this woman as possible.
Yep.
The amount of drama that's waiting to happen from this, the amount of hurt, the amount of unresolved issues, the amount of either ex-nigga issues or daddy issues or that would exist to live in this. Y'all, not only are y'all having sex, y'all going on dates, y'all going to Valentine's Day in July. Y'all buy matching outfits. But I don't want to be together.
Yeah.
I just don't believe it. See, so most people, especially males, we can only think up to the point that we bust that initial nut. I tend to think after. What happens after?
Mm.
Where you think her mind gonna go after?
Right.
When y'all leaving the nine. Where you think her mind gonna go? You know what I'm saying? Where your mind go? She's gonna go back to her apartment.
While you standing there in valet.
You know what I'm saying? And you're like, all right, cuz, I'll holler at you, my nigga. What you think? She go back to her house in Richmond or something, her apartment.
Nigga hit you with the, so what you,
what you about to do? Where you about to go?
I'm about to get on up out of here. You can have a roll for the night, like some wild shit. Like, I don't know. Niggas in the comment like, shit, winter shit. Likewise, y'all niggas is just thinking with the head between y'all legs and the head on y'all shoulders.
There's, I feel like there's a difference with this statement.
Okay.
It should be, we can fuck, but I don't want to be together.
Yes.
Not we can fuck and do couple shit.
The couple shit is where
that's
it goes the off the
part,
rails.
Man. That's the part, man.
That's the part where, yeah.
That's the part.
I'm like, you're damaged, man.
And a lot of, in my opinion, in my 43 years of being on this earth, there's a lot of women that can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say they can, and they, you know, even just the way it should be. We can fuck, but I don't want to be there. I've only met two women in my life that I feel like that used to be at some point in their life was like, yo, I'll fuck with you or whatever. I'm talking about their mentality. In general, they could talk to guys or whatever.
Too. I don't believe them though.
And that was a long time ago. That was the young people doing that.
I don't believe it's a woman alive. I don't believe it's a nigga alive. We try to mask our feelings and emotions though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are less emotional, so maybe we don't show it as much. I just don't think you can be intimate and doing date and going over people's houses and not eventually get to that. You're eventually going to get to a crossroad.
Yeah,
I don't care who you are.
I agree.
It can last for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, a year. But eventually, the rubber's going to meet the road. Because it's either going to be I met somebody who's better for me or who is equal. And they want a relationship. So what you gonna do?
Right.
Or I'm sick and tired of playing this game.
Hmm.
And I don't know. I just have never. It was just such a sad.
But you gotta understand. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. It's just the crazy part is it is sad because I thought that was a man that said that.
No.
So to know that it's coming from a woman is kind of like,
whew.
This is what I'm saying, though. They always. Yeah. I got a whole other conversation about that, but.
I kind of knew it was a woman.
Not too far off from being a nigga.
Yeah. I kind of knew it was a woman for that point.
Yeah.
That's the mentality. Now, I kind of knew when you brought that up, I kind of knew it was going to be a woman.
Jesus.
Because their mentality is the younger generation, their mentality is changing now.
Let me stop. We know this. There is a younger generation. This is our age.
Yeah, I truth be told, I would believe it would be our age.
This is our age.
Because this sounds like a person that's fed up or hurt or just is
already
fed up
been through their shit. Mm-hmm. Already been through their shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's tired.
They don't want the other stuff now.
And just done with it. That sounds like a woman that's done with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, but I mean, because
they don't want the hurt emotionally behind, you know.
But it's inevitable.
Shit happening. That's how
it's
I look at that.
It's inevitable.
Any venture we have into this relationship space, I say all the time. I know people have been hurt before, but I always say, and maybe it's my minimalist way of looking at stuff, but I'm like, when people be talking about they're scared of being in a relationship, or it's only two things that can happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to work.
Or it's not.
Or it's not.
That's it.
It's 50-50. It's only two things that can happen. Take your chance.
Mm-hmm.
And go into it with that approach and that mindset, mm-hmm. and maybe it won't hurt as bad if it don't work. Yeah. It was only one or two options.
Yeah.
And it's 50-50. Nigga, if I, you know, we all doing FanDuel and all that shit now. If I could place a bet that had a 50% chance of going in, my nigga, I would be doing pretty good, goddamn good right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a really high percentage of something perhaps working.
Yeah.
Get over it, man.
Tightening the feed said, that level of hurt is the real deal. That being scorned and disassociating yourself from emotion is nuts to me.
Yeah.
Either gender. Yeah, it is, man. Because it's always acknowledged. Like, we got to... Like, for real, niggas know, you know, like, I'm trying not to. Whether that's real or not, whether it's happening or not, if anybody is going through that, it's acknowledged. What I mean by that is, like, a nigga be like, or a chick could be messing with a new nigga, whatever the case may be, and they're like, oh, shit cool right now. You only say that because eventually it's either not going to be cool or a conversation got to be had.
Right.
Eventually, it got to happen. It got to happen. But it's always at the forefront of our mind, or either in the back of our mind, that like, damn, eventually I'm going to have this conversation with this person one way or another. We got to know we can't be 60 years old still fucking casually. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Ain't no way.
I mean, at 60, if I was single at 60, man, fuck it at that point, man.
She ain't gonna be.
I mean,
and at that point, why is it, nigga, just
at
60?
No. I mean, yeah, you can't. I guess taking that part. If you talking about one person, but it's like if you don't want to get married no more at some point, man, you're gonna go ahead and find your home that you're gonna be in and stuff like that. I don't know, man, but I don't know. I just feel like Titan said, to be that detached, you know, emotionally, it's a scary thing, though.
It's terrifying, man.
Especially when you got so much more life to live.
And it's crazy because it's crazy because seeing that in a woman, and I get different situations or whatever the case may be, but to see that, and imagine it's somebody that really, really like her, that really into her, really want to fuck with her like that, and they can't win in the situation because she's so damaged behind the BS that it took place that you could potentially be missing out on a motherfucker that really fuck with you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I say that all the time because I see people on Twitter and IG and stuff like that. They post these things all the time, these memes and stuff, where they just talk about how inaccessible they are. Or inaccessible they are, where it's like, you know, but you can't do this. You get one time, you get this, and it's just like you just,
damn.
It's like, if there was a good guy that was out there that really was interested in you, why would he even approach? A good guy ain't gonna approach you now. The fuck niggas might, because they just gonna be like, oh,
when
I ain't
fuck up, it's over anyway.
Yeah. But a good guy ain't gonna, because why? Because you already been told him, oh, you got one time. Because
we both gonna fuck up.
Yeah, man.
And shout out to all the people that went through something, or, you know, relationship wise, emotionally or whatever, and not blaming the next person for it. Shout out to them people, man, because the next person don't deserve what you went through. Like you said last night, previous cast.
Speak it up, yeah. Don't give it away. That's messing with you. Next spot. Well, they don't know the poem, but I think I might.
Oh shit!
That was cool. Yeah. It's cool. It's cool. But no, I might. I got a piece to go with that.
Yeah,
that previous cast joint. Don't blame me for what's going on with somebody else's shit, man. That is not my job. I did not do it, and I will not be treated like I did.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. Nigga, that is a line straight from the poem, nigga. Right. Whatever it is, I did not do it.
Right.
know what I'm saying? So
yeah, man.
But yeah, that's just, it was just I'm like, how bad of a situation you got to be in as a nigga to see that post and then comment like you happy, like she did you hit my DM.
A nigga that's just trying to fuck. That's all that is. Yeah. All it is a nigga just trying to fuck. That's why I said from the jump, easy pickings. Mm-hmm. For certain niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody that ain't looking. You got some people mm-hmm. That's actively looking for that type of person. Mm-hmm. I don't really, because at the same time, you never know the people that's reaching out in them comments, they may be damaged too, and they don't want to get into no bullshit either. Mm-hmm. Quote unquote. It's all fucked up. I get what you're saying. It is disheartening. God damn.
I mean, Tight said it's scary because you're attempting to run off what's natural and you're forcing yourself to be into something knowing damn well. You see, they're forcing themselves not to be into something, knowing damn well they are, and they're just afraid. Yeah, people got to admit that too, man. You know, people got to admit. I mean, talk to the person that you actually start getting into that relationship with, and say, "Hey, I've been hurt before, so I may take things a little bit slower, or whatever." But like, you have to let that person know, in a sense, and attempt to make that next step. But the dump stuff on people, and like you said, to blame people and whatever things like that, or somebody can't win because you still living on something that happened and something like that relationship ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna last. That's the bottom line. It ain't gonna last.
Mm-mm, nope.
Because either the other person that's getting blamed for it gonna get tired of that shit, or the person that's always doing the blaming gonna keep finding something and finding something and they gonna leave. But the shit ain't gonna work. The shit ain't healthy, man.
Right.
Nah.
And another thing, this is kind of not off subject, but stop fucking with people and you don't even know what you want out of life. As far as all of that. In relationship. If you know what you want and know what you're trying to go after, you know, whatever, you know, do that. You know, leave people alone, man. Mm-hmm. Just leave people alone. If you don't know what the fuck you want, leave people alone, man.
It's okay to say, all right, cool. And you know, it might be one of my songs in the future. Player by 112.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah.
That's my job right
but
there.
When I'm ready to settle down, you know, basically a song telling the girl, hey, you're good and things like that, whatever, but I'm not ready.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for you. Now, it might be fucked up. You may not even be able to handle that. You know what I mean? And this is probably an R&B right now in the segment, but you may not even be able to handle that. But at least I'm being 100 and telling you that you are a good person. I just ain't ready for that. Now, when I'm ready to settle down, I'm going to come looking or whatever. And now, you put down, you gave her chance to say, all right, cool. I might like it. I might not like it. I may be receptive to it when you come back. I may not. But at least you gave her the opportunity. But stop fucking with people and just being like, I'm going to fuck with your emotions. And man, stop that shit, man. Yeah.
That shit is insane.
We are creating monsters out here.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Well, people are creating monsters out here.
We're creating monsters who don't have senses of reality when it comes to relationships, just life decisions. Right.
Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? Speaking of.
This one here.
I've seen this one.
Speaking of.
I saw, but I ain't diving into the story.
A woman in Kentucky won the lottery.
Okay.
I've been over here doing some other shit, too. So just let y'all know I'm about to rattle off some numbers.
Yeah.
This woman won the lottery. She won $90,000.
Okay. Little lump sum, but after taxes.
The mother, you have to ask it to it.
Okay.
The motherfucker quits her job.
Oh, shit, I was getting ready to say she'd be just like me. Quit like a motherfucker.
Off 90K.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, what does the lottery tax say?
She had to easily, let me see. 90,000, she easily had to.
She probably,
she probably got about 50 or 60 grand.
60, but I would say maybe.
Yeah, so anything over $600 is taxes income.
Yeah.
24% in federal taxes plus 4% in state taxes. That's 28%.
28% of that 90.
$25,200 is what's taken away from it.
Okay.
Minus $25,200.
He about to actually do the math.
She walks away with $64,800. Ma'am.
That is a year's salary.
That's a year's salary.
For some people. That's it. And it's a lot of people that ain't getting that.
What is wrong with us?
Oh, man.
Hey, but maybe she
keep
wanted
to. Keep your job and pay off some bills. You know,
maybe she got savings or something. Maybe she got savings. Money.
Okay.
Money right. Somewhere else.
Look at the screen.
Like, shit, she look like she work on the farm or some shit.
Man, look.
Do she have us savings? What you think?
I'm not.
Can't judge in the a feed, book
take a look.
Life cover. I'm not.
I can judge a book by the motherfucking decisions they make. And when you get that 90K, you like, nigga, fuck this job.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, right now.
Hate us so much. Bruh,
let me hit for $25,000. I'm out.
No, this is a lie. Nigga, I see you bring in a lump sum and you kept your job.
Right.
Hold on. Did you leave, nigga? Hey.
Did you leave? Hold on. Hold on. Did you leave?
Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up.
Yeah, you know, now I'm thinking about the timing.
That all makes sense.
that was before.
That was well before. That was well before.
Remember we went to Houston and everything.
Yeah, that was well before.
Yeah. All right, you off the hook. You off the hook.
I'm going to put you back on the hook, nigga. But no, we niggas hit 90K and they like, I'm out this bitch.
Right.
Come on,
you
man.
You got to really not want to work.
Nigga, you got to hate your job.
She hated her job. She hated her job. She damn sure hated her. Because, I mean, like, that shit going to be so gone. That's just your regular rent and shit.
Yeah.
Rent and regular stuff. She might last 2 years off of that.
I hope she got a 401k saved.
But she quit. She hated her job. Yeah, she hated it, man. Yes, that's all.
They said 90K is enough to find another job in 6 months. Okay. As long as she got a plan. If her plan was like, you know what? I've been working on the railroad all the very long day. And she just need a break. And she gonna go to, you know, Bermuda or some shit.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks and then, all right.
Yeah, you know what? That could be, you know what?
And then you about to apply for another job, you know, Indeed.
I'm gonna set the stage for this. I'm gonna work with the sister here. I think what happened is she hated her job.
She got 90.
She had something else she wanted to do, probably, yeah, as far as job-wise. Yeah, yeah. She probably said what you just said. You know what? She probably said, if I ever hit this lottery, I'm going to find me another job, yeah, this, that, boom, boom. Probably went on a vacation or something and probably got something else lottery.
What
know.
Do you tell the nigga on Indeed when they call you? It's a six-month gap, man. I mean,
you know what?
I hit for that 90. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I took 6 months off.
Yeah, that's what you tell them.
Or you can say that. Hey, look, I thought this, this, and that. Or you can say, hey, look, I went back to school.
You just lied, so just lie.
Just lie. You know how many jobs? Hey, look, you know how many jobs I got? You know what I'm
saying? My homie Rayshawn Tolliver.
I was at NASA, bitch.
Shout out to her. I just let people assume her job was shitty. That's fucked up.
Somebody said something to feed?
No, I was looking at the comments.
Okay.
But no, that was just
yeah, man. That's just some idea. But I mean, I would take a year off, maybe. I mean, it's yeah. Shit, man.
I would invest all that money, part of it.
I knock out some credit card
debt. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
whatever. I can't even knock out my student loan debt with that amount. No, fuckers.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of shit we can't knock out.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we get up out of here, I know we got about to get by. It's almost 9. What intrigues you more? Woman with a beard, but they can't hear, so we can't even look at that one. What y'all think about this situation? Did y'all see this?
Oh, the two-headed lady that got married? Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
I just think it's odd. We really
just tired tonight, I guess. But yeah, this is yeah. What is it? So, conjoint twins or whatever.
He married to the head on the left, yeah, or the right.
Well, depending on how you face. Never mind.
Yeah, that's the one he married to. The number one question.
Well, she's on the right now, but when he turns around, she's on the left.
Oh, first of all, do the left one feel the penetration?
So they got two heads, two hearts, but once they get below the belly button, it's all one human.
This nigga in heaven right now. he probably sitting over here kissing his wife, and on the other side, like, you don't know what the fuck.
This is the thing. He kissing her, right?
What's the other one doing?
This is fucked.
That's
up.
My question. What's the
so
other one?
So he kissing
doing?
Her. If her coochie get wet, the other sister coochie get wet.
I love it.
Or do one side get wet and
the other side stay dry?
One half of the labia or something, man. Y'all gotta stop with it. Y'all gotta stop with this ignorance.
They got two or four lips.
Y'all gotta stop with this, man.
What happened to labia? He was trying to jump on us.
Y'all gotta stop with this, man. This is insane. This is
head is crazy when you think about it. What does she do? You know what I'm saying?
She just like, You put a blindfold over the motherfucker. I mean, what?
That's my biggest question. And that's what a lot of people said in the comments when I saw a post about this. It's like, what is the other side doing?
This has got to be some. All right, first of all, what county is it from?
This is the best question I heard. Which one did he meet first?
Exactly. Which one?
I mean, that's.
Y'all gotta stop you know with
what?
This.
I have a sister. Yeah, no, bitch, she right next to you.
No, me and you don't really vibe, but my sister, she might. Y'all got more
fuck
common
you,
than me.
You, nigga. Well, what's your name?
Oh, can you imagine the arguments?
Oh, this is funny.
Not her
man.
Sister taking her this side. Is, literally.
What do they do? Back shots.
Hold on, y'all. Hold
back
on.
Shot. Hold on. One coochie, two moans. That is crazy.
Yeah. Orchestra.
Yeah. Y'all not gonna let my joke slide. I said her sister taking her side, literally. y'all not gonna let my joke just miss. God damn it, that shit was goat. You least would have got that one. You least would have got that joke.
Yeah. I didn't catch that one. Nigga, that's top tier.
Let me put this goddamn drink down. God damn it.
That is hilarious.
Her name is Abby Hensel.
What's the other one's name?
Brittany.
Man. Okay. All right. Ooh, all right.
Brittany and Abby.
All right.
Hoo-wee.
Excuse me.
Takes off my rib to a whole nother
how does this
statement.
Work?
Let me step in. I put the cup back. Put the cup
ooh,
back down.
Oh, shit. Sure.
That is hilarious.
All right. No,
I don't see how that works, but anyway.
Yeah. Kim, real quick. I'll answer a question from the feed real quick. Does anybody, Toya asked, what's Russell?
Oh,
Russell's daughter's
Anthony
name.
Simmons.
Yeah. Did that just look like the oddest thing ever?
Man.
What happened?
So she's 20. Is she 20?
21.
Okay.
This nigga like 68.
Yeah. And there's pictures that surfaced of them over the weekend and them kissing out on vacation. So they're like together for real.
I just think a lot of times mamas be raising their daughters to be like them a little bit.
Nah, hell.
She Kimora. She a baby Kimora.
Kimora was young when they got together.
She a baby Kimora.
Yeah, I forgot.
So she dating a 60-something-year-old?
Yeah. Them pictures was out there, they kissing on the beach. They out of town. They out the country somewhere or whatever. Yeah, that's them pictures right there. Yeah, look at this. Look how he just look weird. What? Yeah, that's insane.
Somebody said that 65-year-old can have all that to himself.
Yeah.
Nobody want none of that shit.
Yeah. And somebody, I saw somebody saying that, you know, she got an old soul because her earbuds still got a cord
on it.
Yeah, I think it's all right. Everybody want to jump into this thing about being like, oh, well, when guys do this, so just it's all over. It's just weird, man. It's just. We really can't say anything about it because we keep that same energy with stuff like this or whatever. It's weird when guys do it. It's weird when women do it or whatever. And Carlicia actually brought it up to me first, and I'm like, well, no, she Russell Simmons' daughter, so she don't need money. Like she don't need money, so maybe it goes lean more into what you said, Dev, where she's just being raised and she gonna be just like her mom's, where it's like
we can say Russ was 35, she was 17. When he started dating Kimora Lee. But this nigga was 44 when she was born. That's how old this nigga was to Aoki Lee Simmons. He
what
was
did
44.
You possibly have in common?
Nothing. I was just talking about this a few days ago at work, actually, about how the separation gap of people is like 5 years now. 5 years is too much. It's like, at that point,
well,
you listen to Chris Brown and Drake and shit.
Well,
probably.
You know, me and my wife got what, 9?
No, well, no, that's, I mean, but I think it takes special situations. And like one person either has to be a cool, like relaxed older soul, mm-hmm. or you got to be a nigga that like, I mean, I know this is trivial, that like Drake and shit. I'm not talking about really, but
yeah,
like,
you know, I don't.
But it gotta have some sort of meeting of the minds because the age gap now has shrunk. Yeah, of course there's exceptions to the rule. Y'all exceptions to the rule. But like, for the most part, you'll start talking to somebody that was like graduated in, I don't know, 06, 07, and it's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. you know, period, every other sentence and shit like that.
If it was anybody, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's
different. Yeah. Like the stereotypical.
My mind don't move that fast no more.
Yeah, like if it was period,
and what? And did and is or whatever the fuck they be saying, whatever and all that shit, man.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it'll drive me insane.
So it would either have to be like y'all have a unique, you know, not unique, but y'all got a dope situation where that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? It's just I don't know.
That's just nigga.
68-21 is insane.
Yeah, this is insane.
Ridiculous.
And
65 and 21.
I was about to mention. Go ahead.
But I'm not surprised by any of this shit. The stuff that's going on in the world nowadays, especially, I ain't surprised by none of this shit. None of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. All right.
All right.
Let's get up. Again, once thank you to everybody that showed up last night and commented and took part in the conversation and danced to the music and sang along to the songs, all of that stuff or whatever. When we say pod and R&B is a unique experience. It's a unique musical experience. It really is, man. Mm-hmm. So we hope the new people that came last night have really had a good time. We hope to have, you know, see y'all again. And right now it's gonna be limited seats in that bitch, man. It is what it is, man.
Yeah, so tickets early.
Yeah, when we put them tickets on sale for the next one, which we don't have a date yet, but we put them tickets on sale, man. People better get them tickets, man, because it's gonna be what it is, man.
Yeah,
but absolutely. All right, Playboy, give them all your shits.
Yeah, man. At the end of the day, it's Playboy the DJ, Playboy DADJ. You can find me on Instagram, Playboy_James3. You can find me on Facebook under my government. If you know me, then you know me.
They know you.
And you can find me on all DMSD Boy platforms, man. Once again, like you said, shout out to y'all and the whole team for Pod and R&B last night. So shout out to all the people that came out, man. The dope time. Can't wait for the next one, man. Great show. Catch y'all next time. Peace.
Dev, give him all your shits.
Man, it is Big Dev, man. Do what needs to be done, whether you like it or not. Real Big Dev 216 everywhere.
Everywhere.
Hey, before you do yours, we'll talk about it after the show.
All right, DMST16@yahoo.com. Questions, comments, concern, feedback, all that good shit. Reach out to us, you know, let us know, whatever. Give us the feedback on the show, man.
Yeah.
So we would love to hear from y'all, and we're going to get way more active on our social medias too, man. Again, we know we're bad, but we'll get way more active. I be posting on the Facebook, on our Twitter sometimes. I'm like, God damn it, this shit is like what's the thing in the westerns back in the day the little tumbleweed would be rolling across the street. Yeah, our shit be like, yeah, we don't be on Twitter at all. But anyway, or X, whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't said this in my week thing, man. I got my new grill. God damn it.
Oh, that's what's up.
My grill got delivered.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to.
When you grilling, let me know.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I can't wait. Like today would have been perfect.
It would have.
Because you got to do your pre.
Yeah.
The pre burn and get everything, you know, baked into it or whatever, so they don't, you know, burn up basically or whatever. But and then the weather gonna kind of be iffy the next couple of days, whatever. But
just
let
me know. I'll bring some.
I got a large enough grill. Yeah.
No Diddy. Meat for the grill is crazy.
Yeah. Right. It was funny. I was saying last night when you was mentioning Paco's IG name. I'm like, no, I can't even say his IG name right now because we live in a whole new world. It was either pre Diddy and post Diddy. Yeah. And we're post Diddy. Post Diddy is.
Paco be piping is a crazy Instagram.
Yeah. He funny as hell, man.
Yeah. But yeah, man, so I will let y'all know. I can't wait to sit there. I mean, I've been watching so many barbecue videos, man.
Sitting I'm ready.
Just, yeah.
We old niggas now. I love it. I do the same shit.
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait, man. I mean, I was watching videos of them smoking meat.
Whoa. Hey, just get, it might be sunny. Come on. It might be
smoking
raining.
Meat sticks.
You think the sun will come out tomorrow? Come on, man.
But as long as you are here under the sun, live your life to the best of your motherfucking ability.
Smoking meat is unheard of.
Yeah, man. The sun will come out tomorrow, man. As long as you are here under the sun, live your life to the best of your motherfucking ability. I am DJ Brainstorm for you on all social media. That is DJ Brainstorm, the number 4, the letter.
Bet niggas better not go home watch niggas smoke on me.
Meat sticks.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, we'll catch y'all next Sunday, peace. Man. We out of y'all. Peace.